I want to congratulate you for investing in your presence. 80% of success is showing up. And that means showing up for the training calls, showing up for the live events, showing up for your convention, showing up for personal growth and development training, showing up. So I want to congratulate each and every one of you for showing up here today. It just speaks volumes for who you are. The more you do your personal growth and development and listen to your CDs and educational materials and reading the books, the further you're going to get in your enterprise. I'm going to be collaborating with my very, very dear friend of over 10 years. Now, this lady is a veteran in the industry. She's like none other. She's got over 13 years of network marketing experience. She has definitely done her homework. She's done a tremendous amount of personal growth and development, and she is out of San Jose, California. Johanna Baker.
Hi, Barbara. So glad to be here, and what a nice introduction. I so appreciate it. So why is mindset so important, Barbara, in doing this business?
Well, let me just tell you this, Johanna. You know, T. Harv Eker says that energy is everything, and I say mindset is everything. It is the core of who you are. Mindset is everything about your success in life as a parent, as a husband, as a wife, as a business owner. Mindset is everything. Yes, energy is important, but without the proper mindset, what good is energy?
Absolutely. Now, Barbara, how do you prepare your mind ahead of time before getting on a call and before you do things to have the right mindset?
Jeffrey Combs often says that, you know, many of us have had millions of meals with the wrong financial planner. And so we've come into this enterprise at different levels of personal growth and development. So what we have to do is we've got to kind of undo the erroneous thinking. And when we're undoing the erroneous thinking, what we're doing is reprogramming ourselves, because we all have millions of thoughts that come into our mind at warp speed. It's coming in constantly. Now, some people are aware of this little voice in their head and others are not, but it's that little voice that we want to become aware of that's talking in the back of our head. You know, I don't feel I'm good enough. I can't do it. I'm afraid. Gee, I feel guilty. I mean, on and on, the myriad of things that it says. We've got to cancel those thoughts and replace them with new ones. Basically, you want to delve into education and personal growth and development. When you want to get into the CDs, get into the books, get into the seminars, get into the reading so that you can learn how to reprogram those thoughts. And sometimes this is done through affirmations and declarations that are very helpful.
Okay.